This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MET Chancellor's late wife foundation donates 100,000 rands to provide breast and cervical cancer screening, and the government welcomes Walmart's decision to open its doors in South Africa. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. At a prestigious handover event on 18 August 2025 at the Moses Mabhida Stadium, MET accepted a check for 100,000 rands for a cancer screening project from the Zodwa Zungu Foundation. We acknowledge with deep appreciation the generous pledge of 100,000 rands made by the MET Chancellor Sandile Zungu during our 2024 annual fundraising dinner to make this initiative possible. In commemoration of the late Zodwa Zungu, the event was imbued deeply with a sense of gratitude and remembrance, but also, as the Chancellor stated, of action. The foundation focuses on education, economic sustainability, and healthcare. The need for extra diligence in raising awareness around breast and cervical cancer has dominated our platforms, screens, and plans. The breast and cervical cancer screening initiatives proposed at Mangosuthu University of Technology are therefore timely. Mangosuthu University of Technology community is predominantly composed of women aged 18 to 45, the demographic most at risk of these cancers. This transformative initiative will prioritize students and staff with the potential to evolve into a community-facing model as resources, capacity, and partnership expand in the future. One of the outcomes will be a structured and tiered peer wellness champion program that will be developed and sustained to drive awareness and engagement among students. In other news, American retail giant Walmart has announced plans to open its branded stores in South Africa later this year. Walmart is the world's biggest retailer with nearly 11,000 stores in 19 countries. The group already owns Massmart, which operates South African brands like Game, Macro, and Builders Warehouse. Massmart CEO Miles van Rensburg says the move follows its first ever growth summit held in April, which brought together 12 suppliers from across Africa. He says Walmart stores will be selling items such as fresh groceries, household essentials, apparel, and technology. And finally, umrepha uJabulani Sijava Hadebe wenze ebengalindelekile ehlonipha njengengoma ingwazi yomculo kamaskandi ebesilibalekile uSipho Mahawukela Mseleku. USijava uqambe ingoma esihloko sithi Kusheshe esececweni lakhe elisha elisihloko sithi Inkanyezi 2.0. Kule ngoma apike kuyona uMandla Shwi Qaba, uSijava uhlanganise amanoni amane kamahawukela okubalwa kuwo elithi Ngesaba Igazi Lomuntu, iKhatho Center nelithi Ibanga Elincane. UMahawukela owayedabuka egubazini enqutu wabulawa elokishini iThembisa eGoli ngoMeyi 19, 2000. Uyena owavumbulula ikhono likaShwi Nikwani ngobese wodumo kwizingane zoma Mgqumeni Khumalo, Muhle Khuzwayo nabanye abaningi, futhi ube namaqembu anjengobuhle begubazi, amatshitshi amhlophe nezinsizwe zakamseleku. Ekhuluma emcimbini okwethula kwaleli cwecwe iHue Cafe eThekwini ngesonto, uSijava uthe owamgqugquzela ukuba enze le ngoma kwaba iBM iGusheshe ebubende kazakwabo futhi ongumkhaya wakhe uSiyabonga Bhikuzulu Nene. Uthe yayifana ncamashi nekamahawukela ngisho nangombala. Uthe uthathe isinqumo sokuhlonipha uMahawukela ngenxa yokuthi ungumculi akhula emthanda. USijava ukhiphe leli cwecwe ngolwesihlanu emva kwempumelelo ye-EP yesihloko sithi Inkanyezi ebihambisana ne-DVD. In your financial markets this morning, a short while ago, gold was selling at $3,641.20 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent crude oil cost $67.09, $1 cost R17.51, euros are trading at R20.53, and one bitcoin cost $1,943,081. A recap on your top stories this hour. MET Chancellor's late wife foundation donates 100,000 rands to provide breast and cervical cancer screening, and the government welcomes Walmart's decision to open its doors in South Africa. I will be back with another full news bulletin at 9 o'clock. For MET Radio News, I'm Siyanda Khumalo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.